B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Well, a British Columbia man who jumped into a shark tank at an aquarium and swam naked with live sharks pleaded guilty to mischief. David Weaver appeared in a Toronto courthouse on Thursday after skinny dipping in a shark tank last year. He told the courtroom he likes doing spontaneous and exotic stuff.
Is he an idiot?
Weaver said he's got to be.
Yeah.
It's just another day in the life of Dave. That's what he said.
Oh, Dave.
When Weaver
Dave.
Was asked if he had any regrets before entering his plea deal, he answered, yeah, going to court.
Dave!
Weaver continues that his actions didn't hurt anyone, and he doesn't understand the controversy of his skinny dipping adventure. He said, that's pretty much it. If I'm out doing something in my life and I'm not hurting anybody else, and I don't see the problem in my books, in my opinion. The courts recommended Weaver be placed on probation for 1 year and seek counseling.
He should have gone for the death penalty just to screw him up.
I'm
just a lovable rogue.
He is no longer allowed at the aquarium. In the video of this event, Weaver can be seen swimming around the tank in circles as security begins to notice the bizarre incident. At one point, he pulls himself up onto the ledge of a confine near waiting security port, diving backwards back into the water. Around 5 minutes later, he climbs out of the tank while visitors videotaped him and security attempted to remove him from the area. By the way, he also faces unrelated assault charges after he was arrested at medieval times for physically confronting an unidentified man. He goes to all the hot spots.
He just has medieval times, the aquarium. He's doing it all.
So that case is going to be handled separately in a trial. This is terrible, this story, and I want to hear more about this and why this occurred, but maybe you guys caught this. A man died while diving underwater to propose to his girlfriend at a resort off the coast of Tanzania. Now, and I saw video that the fiance has video of him proposing
through the glass.
And he died like right after this. So here's the deal. The couple had traveled from Louisiana, and on Thursday they were staying at the luxury Manta Resort, which is famous for its floating accommodations that include underwater rooms. Kenesha Antoine wrote on Facebook that she was in the underwater room when her boyfriend, Stephen Weber, tapped on the glass with a message and a ring. So he's holding this note inside a plastic bag up to the window. It says, I can't hold my breath long enough to tell you everything I love about you, but everything I love about you, I love more every day. Will you please be my wife? Marry me. And she said that he didn't even make it out of the water.
Oh, my God.
So I'm guessing, because I haven't seen too much, I think he misjudged how far down he was and how long he was down there. And I think he just didn't make it to the surface. I think he just took in water and
I think
drowned.
That's got to be it, because he's down there. And the second he leaves, he starts swimming away.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's it. He died. So I think you're probably right.
I don't know how deep it was.
I don't know how far down
those rooms are. Antoine said, I will try to take solace in the fact that we enjoyed the most amazing bucket list experiences these past few days and that we were both so happy and absolutely giddy with excitement in our final moments together.
It's just horrible.
Yeah. So the CEO of Manta Resort said everyone is shaken to the core. He said, described what happened to Weber as a tragic accident. And in her post, Antoine shared a video of the proposal as well as other photos from the trip. It's just heartbreaking. So I'd like to see, you know,
what exactly happened.
How he died, why he died, if it was just simply him misjudging. So who knows? All right, on to something lighter than that. A man has admitted having drunken sex with a plastic cone in a traffic station elevator.
Yeah, that could work.
Yeah, this was at the Wigan Northwestern train station in the UK. Trevor Smith was spotted by...
In the UK?
Yep.
You know what they do with road cones in the UK? They play them for money.
Yes.
We've seen it.
We did. So he was spotted by stunned rail staff sitting in the elevator with his pants around his ankles and a cleaning cone on his lap. Smith has pleaded guilty to outraging public decency after the incident. A court heard how Virgin Train's team leader saw a drunk Smith sitting on the floor with the cone turned upside down in his lap. The stunned witness said Smith appeared to be having sex and thrusting his hips at the cone.
Oh my God.
Did you see the footage of the woman sitting on the concrete divider of an active highway with her leg up and a bottle of soda?
No.
No.
I need to see that.
You need to see that.
So back to this guy. The station worker contacted cops before a British Transport police officer arrived and found Smith still romping in the elevator. Smith realized that he had been caught in the act when he pulled his pants up before being helped to his feet by the officer.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
The officer
saw you could see that
white powder around his lower face and what appeared to be further drugs on the elevator's floor.
Ah.
The court heard Smith said that he had been drinking heavily that day, watching football, and that he suffered from diabetes and depression. And
that must be it.
Yeah. So,
you know, a lot of people who deal with diabetes hump road cones.
Yes. Yeah, so he said that all he could remember was heading home on the train and going into the lift thinking that he was in a locked room.
Man, look at those road cones.
Smith was extremely apologetic and has previous convictions for outraging public decency.
God,
so
damn, that road cone looks hot.
Oh, God.
He's done stuff like that before.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Well, after being arrested, an accused serial flasher told Florida cops, and I quote, and he uses the whole word here, "I'm just an a-hole. What can I say?"
Well, it is an argument.
Robert DiGiacomo was collared Thursday after he was spotted driving through the parking lot of a Target near his Tampa area apartment. Giacomo was subsequently arrested in the parking lot of an adjacent Sam's Club store.
Uh-huh.
Originally charged in May after multiple women reported he exposed himself and pleasured himself while in his vehicle outside of various businesses.
So were most of these department stores?
It was, Target and Sam's.
Okay.
When Giacomo failed to appear for a June court hearing, a judge issued an arrest warrant for him. In announcing to Giacomo's bust, the sheriff's office noted that when the defendant was asked about the alleged incidents, he would only advise, quote, "I'm just an a-hole. What can I say?"
It would have been funny if his pants were down and he was bent over and he was, like, talking with his butt cheeks like Ace Ventura.
What can I say?
He was booked into the county jail where a bond was set at about $2,500.
It's like his catchphrase, Preston.
Police in Argentina have arrested members of a gang of drug dealers accused of smuggling cocaine hidden inside plastic penises.
Oh, boy.
The cocaine-loaded members were sold by dealers operating in the red light district of the city of La Plata. A video showing 10 of the phallic containers was released by police following a bust on the home of a Peruvian couple alleged to have led the organization. Police said that they seized more than a kilo of cocaine, half a kilo of marijuana, and the cocaine-loaded penises at the home of the couple who manage a Peruvian restaurant called Little Corner of Peruvian Flavor.
Was all that in one penis?
No, not okay. All of that, no. The gang's alleged leader was already serving time under house arrest at the moment of the raid. According to investigators, hours of telephone intercepts revealed that the gang and his clients used special code words for their phone transactions. A grandmother represented 10 grams of cocaine, while a baby was 5 grams.
Wow.
So one client was overheard saying, "Send 3 grandmothers to my house." And then a reply says, "3 grandmothers and 2 babies?"
You snorted a whole baby?
That led police to 7 raids in the district, of which 5 men and 3 women were arrested. All right, here's a Florida story for you. Thieves left a trail leading to a stolen barbecue grill trailer and the arrest of 5 people, including a man with 3 active warrants. And that was Jim Bob Bearden, by the way.
Jim Bob Bearden.
Old yes. Jim Bob man.
3 active warrants.
Yep. A barbecue grill trailer was marked for sale on Sleepy Hill Road, where the owner had chained it and flattened a tire as a precautionary measure against thieves.
I don't want anyone stealing.
The Post said, to be fair, this was not the most difficult crime to solve. Both the victim and the deputy simply followed the trailer tracks left behind. Jim Bob didn't think it through.
I'm an a-hole. What can I say?
Deputies followed the trail to a nearby mobile home, where they spoke with the homeowner. The homeowner was, quote, 100% cooperative and told deputies they could search anywhere on his property. During the search, a deputy found a black tarp hanging between 2 trees, and behind it, they encountered a man who said his name was Josh. Josh, who later turned out to be Jim Bob, told deputies that a man named Tommy had him push the trailer behind bushes.
Why'd you have to look behind the tarp?
Jim Bob pointed to a blue tarp in the backyard.
Whatever you do, don't look behind the blue tarp.
Where underneath, deputies said they found the stolen trailer.
You look behind the blue tarp.
Deputies discovered that Jim Bob had three active warrants on a slew of drug charges, including possession of methamphetamine.
I implore you not to look behind the green tarp.
Jim Bob was arrested. So who stole the trailer? Deputies say the thieves were identified as Tommy Parker and Daniel Parker. And the barbecue grill was and trailer was returned to its owner.
Damn old boys is idiots.
Mm-hmm.
Florida man. Florida man.
That's as classic of Florida man stories you can get.
All right, do I have one more?
Yeah, a shorty.
One more? All right, a shorty. Ah, damn it, I have a really good one. Okay, how about this one? Officials have a warning after a Colorado Springs woman put an injured bobcat in her car inches away from where her child was sitting in a safety seat.
Play with the bobcat.
The warning that the officer sent was, don't pick up wildlife. The woman spotted the injured adult male cat while driving, wrapped it in a blanket, and put it in the back of her SUV. No, dude, it was a bobcat.
Oh, yeah. It's just adorable. No, absolutely
a boy.
It's just a boy. They're adorable, Preston.
A boy about 3 years old was in the back seat.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
And agency officials told her to get her boy and herself out of the vehicle when she called to ask what to do.
Why? Because of the full-grown bobcat?
Wildlife manager Sarah Watson responded to the call, opened door.
Had the bear pull over.
And slammed it shut when she spotted the 20-pound cat inside.
Jesus.
Watson used a trapping device to remove the animal, which was hissing and resisting despite being despite severe internal injuries and paralyzed rear legs. They had to put the cat down, obviously, but this woman put it next to her 3-year-old kid in the back seat.
You don't mind. Just keep playing with your rabid raccoon.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.